I will try to be up to my role. After your inspired talking, mine is going to be much more shallow.
This is how he usually is. He is the most modest person I know. And he is never shallow. He has never been, he will never be shallow. And this is just, well, it's
okay.
Just you.
It will be your judgment. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to specify this address. My address to you more specifically, with one exception, dear Molly. I have to say that, because it's also 20 years of our cooperation. So it's a little or big anniversary. This is going to be a brief, I was told, to be brief, a brief introduction to a remarkable exhibition. The fruit of a very special oral history project designed to tell the story of dissidents in the GDR, or DDR, as it was called in German. It's almost forgotten. In the early 90s, following the recent reunification of Germany, Molly Andrews, then a visiting scholar at the Center of Development and Socialization at the Max Planck Institute of Human Development in Berlin, conducted a remarkable and highly innovative interview study of the lives, the political convictions, the social and educational backgrounds, and the socio-political context of action of 40 East German dissidents. Some of the 40 subjects of those interviewed, I'll just mention, so to say, as a kind of example, not in order to dishonor those who are here, because I didn't want to mention, but a very few. Let me mention André Brie, Irene Kukuz, Jens Reich, Wolfgang Templin. They had been leading figures of the political opposition in the DDR, and all had experienced serious strictures, repressive treatment, and painful constraints on their public as well as on their private lives by an oppressive state. This was the price they had all, including those who are here, had to pay for criticism and opposition rooted in conscience and in moral conviction. The interview transcripts constitute a unique collection of testimonial texts representing the emergence and oppression of the political psychology of dissent, disclosing its roots in the social and moral biographies of the active persons and their immersion in the structures of the societal context in which they became active and at times effective. Such was indeed the case under the historical circumstances of the crumbling GDR in 1989. Thus, the project, when designed, was designed to tell the story of dissidents in the GDR, the vision of the historical drama of dissidents active in a repressive political context that had recently reached the end of a failed state, a failed system, and they had been involved in that failure, actively involved in bringing it about, or at least testifying this failure. They had been either there as actors and contributors or as close observers of the process with the biographies of the speakers extending together with the evolution of the socio-political system. So far, the story is the story of an oral history project, certainly with unique features and unique quality. A history told from the perspective of actors looking back on their lives in a historical situation that provides their lives with a turning point, a vantage point for reflection, a very interesting and outstanding project. Yet, on a par with a limited number of other projects that constitute the class of oral history projects, some of which were indeed conducted by Molly Andrews herself. The narratives of elderly British socialist activists reflecting on their lifetimes of commitment. Here it is. For those who want to acquire a view of it, it is here for lending, but only for minute-wise lending, because I need to take it back home. Or actors and victims' testimonies before the Truth and Reconstruction Commission in South Africa. I don't have a book on that. I think you didn't publish a book on it. Shaping History, of course, includes it because it's the major theoretical work. So also, you can have a look at it if you want. But Molly Andrews does not stay within the field of oral history as defined and delimited by her own previous work and the contributions of her colleagues. To those remarkable biographical and psychological contributions, she has added a unique feature, an epistemologically productive variant that certainly serves to broaden and to enrich oral history, perhaps even to transform it. 20 years after interviewing 40 dissident actors and critical observers of the GDR, DDR, politics and patterns of social life, Molly Andrews returns to her sample to interview 15 of the earlier interviewer partners a second time, 20 years later. But before, and now comes the clue, before interviewing them a second time, which we all might think, okay, she comes a second time, let's see what she has to say, let's see what we have to say. Before interviewing them a second time, she sends them the transcript of the interview she had conducted with the subjects 20 years earlier, an unprecedented source of insight and resource of insight, the reflection and meta-reflection of an historical actor reflecting on his own previous reflections. And the historian psychologist reflecting on these reflections, creating a new source, a new class of sources for oral history, covering lives of reflection and lives of dissent. And that's unique. Unfortunately, due to logistical difficulties and organizational stress, the group of dissidents interviewed a second time is only a subset of 15 persons out of the original sample of 40. Still, this subset provides an exemplary contribution to the epistemology of oral history. A hermeneutic challenge to the biographical approach, to the understanding of social structures and social processes, a new approach to learn from, a toolkit and a treasure trove for the further development of oral history. Congratulations, Molly. And here, looking around, you can see the very subjects of oral history as told by the historian psychologist, the subjects who live through it, reflect on it, and tell it, not merely once, but constitutively, but twice, reconstitutively and meta-reflexively, giving oral history a new and even more conscious reality. And here, in particular, appear their pictures on the wall, not and never to be forgotten. Thank you for